Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. And today's guest is Ron Berg. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. This is your host, Rick Fox. Today's episode is jam-packed with information. I must apologize to this man because we recorded him once, and the sound quality, we had something wrong in the recording, and so we're re-recording. So this one's going to be even better. So I'm bringing him on. It's Ron Berg, Executive Director of the Agents Council for Technology, better known as ACT. Ron and I got together. First off, welcome, Ron. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being a good sport and re-recording with us.
Hey, Rick. Glad to be here, and no worries at all.
Appreciate it. So Ron and I were together at the Accelerate 2019 show in Cincinnati, and we did a recording there in a conference room. The mics weren't set right. The room was too big, and there was so much good information. We tried as hard as we could to clean it up, but we just said, you know what? Ron's stuff is so important. It needs to be crystal clear. Let's re-record. So here we are. So Ron, again, thanks for being back. Thanks for being a good sport. I think the best way to kick this off, I doubt that very many people that are listening don't already know who you are, but even myself, it was great to hear your entire sort of journey of how you ended up where you are and your background, because I just knew you as the ACT guy and that knew everyone and that knew so much about technology and had all these great conversations with insurance people all the time. But talk to me about your background. Let's start there. Let's really kind of dig into how you got to where you are today.
Sure. And I'll try to keep it mercifully short, but I...
Don't leave out any of the good stuff.
Okay. Well, I was going to start with high school, so I better leave out quite a bit of the stuff there. Okay. But long story short, really in the last couple of years of my high school, this was in the 70s, folks. It was eons ago, millennia almost, my school, Central Minnesota, was fortunate, I guess, to have one of the first teletypes that was hooked to a university computer 120 miles away. And I just kind of fell in love with it. I suppose I geeked out by some definition, but that really informed a lot of what the possibilities could be for me in the future. So I went to college, got a computer science degree, and went through as others have, a number of different paths to where I am right now. Worked for a national car rental company, pretty close guess there. I tried not to say the name, but in their computer operations back, folks, when mainframes were so big you could and had to walk into them to change things out.
Wow.
Yeah. Got into LAN-based programming back towards what my degree was, programming. Worked in engineering, in manufacturing disciplines, and then got into insurance just based on the fact that in Minneapolis-St. Paul, there was an insurance company at the time that everybody wanted to get into, and I got into it and really went through a genesis on what I was doing when it came to computers, computer support, tech support, again, back to land-based programming, and then got into more competitive intelligence for my previous company employer, MetLife Auto and Home at the time. Mm-hmm. I was with them for about 20 years, and I was part of a founding group that was keeping tabs on where the industry was going, not only our competitors, but what agents wanted from a technology direction. So I led the competitive intelligence area, and I became aware of ACT, the Agents Council for Technology, about the time it started in 1999, came back from my first ACT meeting in 2000 and said to my leadership, if we have to be involved in one group to keep us on point, this is it. I worked at being kind of the face of MetLife at the old AMSUG, AMS Users Group conferences, which became NetView, other industry conferences, but really became involved in ACT working on a number of their work groups, strategic future issues and others, and chaired a few. And lo and behold, 5.5 years ago, the previous executive director approached me and said, I'm thinking of retiring. I said, great, you should. He says, we're looking for a replacement. I said, that's great. Who are you thinking of? And they said, we're thinking of you. And I said, so you have no one else. Everybody else turned you down.
Yeah, everyone else said no. Dang it.
So I was blessed with that opportunity. I haven't looked back. Love it. The Agents Council for Technology, for anyone who doesn't know, which I think a lot of agencies out there, Rick, counter to what you said, a lot of agencies don't know. That's the biggest issue we have is
right, Ron.
85 to 90. Yeah.
No, I think it's interesting because everybody knows the name probably.
Right.
And everyone knows you. And so I think the interesting part, and I think what's going to be great about this conversation is that we can really dig in, because if you are an agent out there, if you're in the industry out there and you're not dialed in to what's going on with ACT, you are missing opportunities to learn, grow, and just be more knowledgeable about this industry and all the technology, which currently is kind of the thing, right? I mean, that's where all the change is coming from, is in the technology. So talk to me just a minute about ACT and what it stands for, what you're out doing on a daily basis or weekly basis. I know you and I had trouble planning this because between you and I travel schedules, it's not easy to get on the phone together.
Yeah, and I think the summer holidays and vacations got in there a little bit. So thanks for that offer to talk a little bit about ACT. ACT is one program under the Big I, the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, which has about 50 programs, either not-for-profit or for-profit. Some of others you may have heard of are Diversity, Big I Hires, Invest, which brings the awareness of insurance careers to school, high school, and college youth, young agents. So what ACT does is we focus on pretty much everything technology out there with the goal, the explicit goal of providing free, real resources for Big I independent agents across the nation. So how do we do that? We have work groups that are staffed by volunteers from our member carriers, vendors, agents and brokers, user groups like NetView, different state associations, and even consultants. So in each of those 6 to 8 work groups that are going on at any time with about a monthly web meeting for each, we focus on things like cybersecurity, e-signature, strategic issues, where is technology going so everyone can be prepared with things like AI and the IoT and other things. And as importantly as anything, customer experience, which covers so many different areas and so many opportunities. Rick, you and I had said this before when we were together, and I know this sounds like I'm getting jacked up.
No, I love it.
But there has never been a better time to be in insurance with more opportunities that are being enabled by the plethora of technology sources, resources, and tools that are out there.
Well, and I think, Ron, I just want to stop for a quick second and acknowledge something. We do this podcast, and a shout out to my producer, Dylan Braun, who does a great job of getting, we have conversations, and we literally say, all right, who can come on to the show and deliver? Who can come on to the show and not only deliver like the information? Because like I could have had you type me up a long Word document and I could have just read it. But what's great about you, Ron, and what's great about your organization is when you start talking about it, when you just said, you know, I get jacked up, it is impossible to not feel the passion that you have for this industry, for the growth of this industry, and for everyone that's in it to get better at what they do. So that's why having you on the show, to me, was going to be a home run for us and for everybody listening, because it is truly fun to have conversations with people that really care about what we're doing in this industry. And you're right at the top of that list, yep. Ron, and I appreciate you.
Well, it's not me. I'll say that. I am the ESED executive director. I am the border. Well, I'm in a position that allows me to channel that passion. But really, I'm the executive director, but I'm just the border collie that keeps everything going, because we are so blessed with the pool of passionate, talented people that volunteer on ACT. That's really what it's about. It's those carrier reps, the agents and brokers, our vendor reps, user groups. I said it before. All of those reps come together as volunteers on our work groups and come up collaboratively, which is unique to our industry, with solutions that A, can be education and places for agencies to start, and B, consistency and advocacy to the carriers and vendor members.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so I think let me put a pause on that. So we're going to circle back around again to ACT and how to get involved, because I know there's many people out there that are like, wow, this is really cool. I should be involved. Or what we're going to get into now, which is I might not have, maybe I'm a new agent or somebody new to the industry, or I don't feel like I'm as seasoned as I could be, all of the resources at our hands. But Ron, you have such a great perspective on this next topic. For me, it is the thing right now. And that thing is customer experience. I've had a lot of conversations lately. We're getting sort of, you know, everyone is acknowledging that it is the thing. I mean, with the change in the consumer, the pace at which things not only are expected to happen, but at the pace which things are evolving, the customer experience has just sort of changed. And it's become part of the forefront. It is definitely in the mind of anybody in this industry. So I want to get your perspective. You're out talking to agents all the time. Like you said, you've got groups of people from the industry collaborating on ways to make things better. But I want you to just, let's lock it down onto the customer experience, because I love the way you tell this. This is your input to it. And so I'm just going to say ready, go. So go.
All right. Well, and let's preface it just quickly with, this is the customer experience as it is evolving in the present day.
Yes. Okay.
And what gets lost in that, Rick, is technology. And yes, technology is a word within Agents Council for Technology. And it's almost unfortunate, because that word gets in the way sometimes. Really, it's identifying what the workflow needs are and letting technology solve for it. And lest any agents worry about that in any way, it's the IA proposition, the big benefit, has always been the relationships, and that hasn't changed. It always will be the relationship, and that's why the IA distribution is far superior to the big writers, the direct writers. But the way the relationship is conducted has changed. So we see it. You and I see it. We all see it in all of our other interactions, be it banking or airlines or Amazon or those giant providers, or even those who do it really well. They make it so that we can search, transact, and receive service in the way we want, on the platform we want, when we want. The opportunities for us, Rick, in the IA distribution are wide and many. And that's really what goes under the customer experience umbrella. So that term too gets thrown around quite a bit, almost to the point where it loses really finite definition. But really what it means is there are a number of phases when an individual becomes aware they need insurance through their buying journey, through their maybe their claims processing, renewal, blah, blah, blah. There are what we in our ACT customer experience work group have identified as six phases. When someone, one, discovers they need insurance, two, when they find an agent or a carrier and start evaluating their ability to deliver in an easy and complete way. Three, that phase where you go through the purchase. How easily is that done? What additional tools are put in place to make that work. Four, the experience phase, when they're in their policy phase, is the agent continuing to reach out to them and use some of the emerging intelligence, business analytics, business intelligence ways of predicting or understanding where these life cycle changes are going and reaching out them to them proactively. During the renewal phase, are they making that easy? And then finally, the last and sixth phase is the refer phase, when a customer is so wowed by that agent, there's no way they're going anywhere else. Is that agent using that satisfied customer to create testimonials and videos and blog entries and things like that? So the top six phases, discover, nice, evaluate, purchase, experience, renew, and refer. There are a number of technology touch points, and I'm doing the air quotes. You can't see it, but you can feel it. technology touch points under each of those phases that agents should look at for their core groups, plural, of customers, because very few agencies, small businesses, have one core group of customers anymore.
Right.
So they have to look at what are those different needs, where are they similar, where do they differ, and then how do they look at implementing those to make those customers' lives easier, meeting them the way they want, on the platform they want, at the time that they want.
And it's so funny that those words just came out of your mouth, because I have said that. It's like, you've got to meet them where they want to be met now. That is now table stakes. And so quickly again, just rattle off those six things for me. Just so people, I mean, because I want to say something about them as six phases. So say them again one more time, Ron.
Discover, evaluate, purchase, experience, renew, and refer.
So you out there in the agency world right now, or in any business, I guess, that's fairly close to this being the customer journey, a customer experience, is if you have those written down, is be honest with yourself and look at the list and decide where your agency is good. Where in that six-step process, or in which phase, does your agency knock it out of the park? And then conversely, decide, where do we miss? Where are we failing? Where do we have the most room for improvement? And then go to work. Like, you always hear me say this, when you listen to these podcasts, the information is so important. If you just, you know, press the button and end when this is over and go back to your day, you're doing yourself and your business a disservice. So take a look at the six, figure out which one of them is, man, if we were better at X, our agent, the whole customer experience would change, which wouldn't, again, it would completely change the agency. And where I always end up, and I think people kind of miss this, is they think we do a pretty good job. So when we get to that referral phase, we hope they'll do referrals. That's great. And if you ask for them, they might give you a name. But what Ron is saying, and we've heard other people say, it's advocacy. It's, hey, there's a really important thing out there, insurance, and I've got the guy or the gal or the business that you need to be talking to. That's a different thing than, hey, you know, we picked up the phone when you called, so can you give me three names of your friends I can call? That's not the same thing. That advocacy is where it really changes. Okay, so Ron, with the six phases, now I've said that, I want to hear in your words, why in today's world is that six phase customer experience and what it means to an agency, why is it so important?
Well, as we've said, and as you've alluded to, Rick, there are numerous ways that consumers can be approached by, as I said, the direct writers, some of the new technology vendors or insurtechs, other agents in your area or not in your area. It's key, it's critical in this day and age to understand not only those six phases, but the top technology touch points under each, and be able to, as quickly as possible, assess yourself, as you were getting to, Rick, mm-hmm. and then develop a strategy around that. So I guess with that in mind, you know, with so much to gain. I don't like looking at it as so much to lose, but so much to gain. Yeah, in this day and age, an agent in a very rural area, whether they're just doing ranch or whatever insurance in that area, they can greatly increase their geographic imprint and spread by utilizing a lot of the technology tools and draw in far more potential customers and then convert them. Or those in very urban areas can compete against maybe more of a dense population of other agents by implementing those things, being readily found on Google using SEO, having a robust website, utilizing e-signature when it comes to the point of chat, online chat, even robo chat. There are a number of ways to solve for those and really win. The challenge there, Rick, and this is going to lead to a shameless plug, is with that dizzying myriad of choices out there, how do you get started? And it's true with that in anything that a small business, an agency is looking at, whether it's cyber or customer experience or emerging technology. So the way we solve for that in ACT is by creating resources that distill it down to the very top. What is it? Why is it important? Why should I care? What steps do I need to take? So our customer experience work group has created a free customer experience website that steps agents through each of those phases, lists the top technology touch points under each, such as creating a robust mobile-friendly website or developing a content strategy or improving SEO, with links to get started, some free. So again, here's the shameless plug, free for Big Eye independent agents. Our ACT program, as I'd said before, is under the Big Eye. So our website is an extension off the main Big Eye website. So we can be found at independentagent.com/ACT. Our ACT customer experience website is simply independentagent.com/ACT CX, as in customer experience.
Okay.
And along with videos on what each phase means, links to touch points to get started, like a free Google mobile friendliness test, a in-depth ACT article on what a robust website is. We also have a downloadable checklist that an agency can go through and rank themselves on each of those things to help more easily develop their customer experience strategy.
Well, and what's great about this, Ron, for me is I've said this a million times, and I'm hoping it's starting to stick with people and resonate with people, is insurance agents spend, or people that work in agencies spend so much time working in the business that they very rarely find time to work on the business. And the conversation you're talking about, the resources that you're talking about is working on the business. The thing one of my comments to your six phases is working on the business. If you take the time and the energy, the trickle down of that is incredible. Like you're making a better experience for your customer. Okay, well, what does that do? That makes a better day at work for your staff. That makes your bottom line stronger. That makes your testimonials and referrals and your online presence more powerful. So please, everyone, if you didn't write down the website, we'll get it again at the end, but you've got to be doing things in your business that are making you better, or you're going to start to feel the pain of that. And I don't want this to be
absolutely.
There's so many ways to grow, but that is the reality. Is this is now, and I think it was Doug Moore, who's on one of our podcasts, who said table stakes is some of these things that we're talking about now. That's the baseline foundation for your agency. So get to work. And what Ron is saying is, guess what? Come and check this out. It's free. And you can make your agency better. You can do it. You can do a report card and figure out where your shortfalls are. I think that's great, Ron. Okay, I got to ask this question. You and I have talked about this in the past, and it's just, I love your reaction to it and then your comments about it. So I'm going to say two buzzwords, and in those buzzwords, I just want you to to react, to comment, okay? The words are insurtech and disruption. Over to you, Ron.
So reaction there is, so I'm trying to temper it because I usually react pretty strongly. I'm, as with any word or phrase, it goes through genesis of, you know, being the new buzzword. Everybody wants to say it and it gets overused and it may or may not lose meaning in how it's used, how it's interpreted, both of those words. I mean, they're just so overly used. And my apologies to those running InsurTech Connect, the convention, but the word InsurTech has gotten such a negative connotation because it's all always, or it has been so consistently in the past. It's something to be afraid of. You know, let's rally against the InsurTechs. Well, no, it's the cadre of emerging technology providers that are either out to take a share of the IA, independent agent slice of the pie, like the lemonades that we do need to work against. But even more as a percentage, a larger percentage, the majority, there are what are called insurtechs, but new technology, emerging technology providers that are here to help us, that are the subject experts at marketing, at artificial intelligence, machine learning, business intelligence, a myriad of things that many of our insurance company partners are looking at and partnering with for different ventures, whether, you know, it's smart home things, different things like that, telematics, drones, different things, or our vendor partners, our management system partners are creating strong transactional partnerships to integrate and provide more robust functionality. And yes, the lemonades, as a disclaimer, they're here to take our slice of the pie. But quite honestly, we can learn a lot from how they're transacting business in a really easy to use environment. Everything can be done mobile. You can use chat to help you, e-sign, pay on your phone. So there's a lot to learn. To what you alluded to earlier, there is a challenge out there that if we have our head in the sand, yeah, we're going to suffer then. But the opportunities are everywhere. And then the disruption. Yeah, that one's total negative. Things are always being disrupted.
They've been
disrupted since I was in high school. Everything changes. There's punched cards that you had to punch out and put in a card reader. That went away to online storage. And everything is being disrupted all the time. It's a call to action. And I think that disruption word, other than the fact that you're calling me out to say it here, Rick, I just don't use it.
Well, and you know what's funny is things like disruption or the negativity around it, I look at it completely the opposite way, and I think of it as a compliment. Like if you're spending billions of dollars in insurance, we must be doing something right if you're trying that hard to get in here. Would you agree with
that? Absolutely. Yeah. And that's absolutely. You look at the Googles, the different investments they made, that Google Compare, that was a learning opportunity for them.
Yep.
But the big entities that are watching us all the time, whether they're moving it or not, they're trying things. They are, as we in our distribution channel have to do, our insurance company partners, our technology providers, our vendors are learning this and doing this. We need to take more risks, intelligent risks. But there's a number of insurance companies that are out there that are doing pilots with telematics for motorcycles or water mitigation, and they don't all succeed, but they learn from them. That's what we need to do. That's where we need to be.
And I think, again, we've done enough shameless plugging, but it doesn't hurt. If you just look at the name of Ron's organization, the Agents Council for Technology. It's basically saying these are the people that are in the industry that have formed these groups that want to use technology to our benefit. And those disruptors, the insurtech, you know, a lot of those are just incredibly powerful things that have changed in the last few years, or, you know, the last 10, 15 years or yesterday, that there are our friends in the industry that people need to be embracing. So to me, I love it because it gets you a little riled up because you probably hear the words, those two buzzwords, 50 times a day. But at the end of the day, to me, those things are powerful, they are positive, and they are compliments that we're doing something right in this industry. So speaking of technology, I want to get your feedback on trends, tech trends, and how that is, what's happening carrier level, vendor level, agency or agent level. Again, you're out there in the mix all the time talking to people. Just talk to me about the trends.
Well, from an agent lens, the best agencies, the ones that are tapped in to what they need to do and are being as nimble and taking some chances, really have their arms wrapped around that customer experience, the way to reach out to and service their customers in a timely manner. But when you draw it back up to the highest level, there are a few different categories of where the trends are going, and I've alluded to those. One is kind of under the umbrella of all of the devices that are everywhere under the Internet of Things that create resources and connection capabilities and data to take action on under the IoT or Internet of Things. And I had alluded to some of the smart home and smart business devices, water mitigation, and the ability to have sensors that can assist businesses, the ability to monitor fleets and get even towards driverless fleets, the ability to write and transact business that covers kind of more of a gig mentality where people are moving from job to job, not really owning a home, using VRBO or Airbnb rental more often. So a lot of it, Rick, it's really under the Internet of Things and the millions of components that touches. But also really one of the biggest things is, and this gets thrown around a lot too and mislabeled, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. True AI hasn't really hit us when I say the IA distribution. That's when I mean when I say us. Yet, though that phrase gets used for everything, really it's a lot of the machine learning and the really intricate and powerful analytics that are behind that. Machine learning takes different forms in RoboChat, for instance. When you go on a large national carrier website or Amazon or Zappos or whatever, and something pops up that says, "Hi, I'm Anita. Can I help you?" Well, it's not Anita. It's a database of information that is using machine learning to populate that. And as an example, that can be a huge benefit to agencies. When you program this database of information, if you have a staff of five, you're struggling to cover phones. Someone goes online and uses chat, and this machine learning, RoboChat, can go through and answer some questions and maybe point to your online resources and maybe resolve their question, or as powerfully, direct to the right eventual person to talk to and not go through the dreaded call tree. So Rick, to your question, it's a lot of the tech trends are under those two umbrellas, IoT and AI. And then everything else gets touched by cyber. Cyber exposures that are out there.
I think it's important that we acknowledge that the things you're talking about are happening. And I think to some people, I've gotten feedback from listeners that don't know very much about technology to ones that are way smarter about technology than I am. And that not saying a whole lot, but that we have that broad spectrum. And when you talk about the things that are happening out there and the trends, the most important thing as a listener at any level is to be evolving with those changes and to be willing and open to accept them as, we do it this way and that's the only way we're going to do it. Those days are gone. And to be ready now to listen to someone like a Ron Berg, who's telling you ways to better your day, better the efficiency of your agency. But to me, that is also trending up. I made this comment to you when we were at when we were in Cincinnati at the Accelerate show, I'm feeling like when what I love, and I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it because I want to get your feedback on it because you go to a lot of shows, is I feel like for years that the tech shows were the feedback or the impression of the show from an attendee was, yeah, we know technology is important, so we showed up. And I feel like, especially in Cincinnati this year, that the new sort of vibe around it is, we know tech's important and we're here to learn. Is that fair to say? Are you seeing that same kind of reaction or change in the general mentality of our industry?
Yes, absolutely. We've moved from kind of apprehension around technology to embracement and what can we pull out of it and what can we learn, and woe to the conference, meeting, whatever, that doesn't deliver takeaways that way. And that's where I have to say and thank you and Vertafore overall and NetView for allowing ACT to partner one of our two annual in-person meetings on the front end of Accelerate in Cincinnati in May. It was the complement of the two, the energy around Accelerate and the focus on the takeaways from a technology and a workflow understanding and the impacts and the opportunities. It was off the chart. So yeah, absolutely. To your initial question, every conference I go to, there's far more, not just carriers and vendors there to bring back strategic roadmap information, but far more agents that are there to take away, to hone in on and take away what they see as necessary.
So if you're one of those agents that is now embracing technology, embracing change, embracing the change in consumer, good on you. If you're not one of those, you are starting, you're going to start to feel the pressure. So Ron, we try to keep this to, I mean, I think you and I could talk for 2 hours, but I want you to comment on one more area, which should lead us to an end here. And then I'll ask one final question, but just getting to a wrap up here. I find that the biggest sort of, not the biggest, but a very large gap we have in our industry is either a brand new agency or a brand new agent or at any level employee. How do they learn? How do you get into the industry and, you know, a week later go, oh, I'm starting to sort of get it, or a month later when the agency's moving at light speed and they're like, okay, here, get on the phones. I want to start my own agency, or I was a captive that now wants to be an independent and I don't have all the support anymore. How do I do that? And I think the answer is, and again, the reason that I am 100% on board with you shamelessly plugging your websites, it's because there's so much information there. So talk to me about, if I'm a new agent, if I'm a new agency getting started, like I said, if I'm a captive that wants to be an independent or is maybe being forced to be an independent, or just if I'm an agency owner and I'm bringing in new staff, talk to me about the resources at their fingertips, literally typing in a website that they could go get from you and your people and your website and the information that's on there.
Well, and I appreciate that opportunity. I'll also say that your user group is always a phenomenal place. I monitor the conversation that goes on in the forums. The sharing of information is amazing. And we share back, and ACT shares back and forth with NetView.
And let me comment on that real quick, Ron, before you finish.
Okay.
NetView is the network of Vertafore users. If you are a Vertafore user and you're not taking full advantage of NetView, it starts today. Do that, because there is so much information there. If you're an Applied user and you're not part of the AppliedNet user group, do you see a tone or a trend in what I'm saying? Be in the user groups. matter who your company vendor is, you've got to be in the user group. Now, the great thing about Ron and ACT is it's completely agnostic. It does not matter what tech
is.
It does not matter what your plans are or what part of phase of your growth or size of your agency. It's there for you to learn and to bring information to whoever in your agency needs it. So please go on, Ron.
So along with the great partnerships with our user groups that are out there. And thank you for mentioning at least a couple of them. ACT offers free resources, as we started this call out, to Big Eye independent agents across the United States, all of our carrier and vendor partners. And when you go to the ACT website, independentagent.com/ACT or ACT, you will see a lot of resources that cover that, not just that customer experience gamut, but downloadable, real, useful guides on how to prepare in the current cyber environment, understanding the state regulations, the national regulations, the things that you need to implement, advisories on some of those forward-looking technology trends like IoT or artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, smart homes and businesses, a downloadable disaster plan. Look at what we're seeing with disasters. A key to any good agency is also being prepared to handle that critical, trusted relationship with their customers and being there and live to handle that. So all of the things you'll see on the ACT website provide you a technology lens. And you said it great, Rick, was agencies have so much going on with sales and the regulatory and compliance environment, what their carriers are expecting, keeping their vendor relationships going, that they need to be able to have some place that they can look at any given strategic key topic and work on their business, not in just in their business, and prepare when it comes to the customer experience, or how they need to be advising their customers on drone coverage and other emerging technology-related trends. So we do have free resources along with downloadable E&O coverage items that you can implement. Just very quick, an example is agents text with their customers. Did you know that the FCA requires you to have a opt-in, opt-out agreement with your customers for texting back and forth? We have a free downloadable template. We have a downloadable website privacy policy, which you're required to have. So those are some of the things that we do to make sure the agents are covered from an E&O standpoint as well.
Well, I can tell you, Ron, I've been in this insurance industry for a really long time. And I still, you know, I'm in a different position in that I want to just know what's going on. And I still go to your website and just kind of, you know, browse around and find articles and information and new things that I need to learn. If you're in the industry and you're not taking advantage of things like this podcast and ways of learning thought leadership like this, but then now that the ACT website is a ground level foot soldier approach to getting information that you need in your agency. Again, think about if you brought on an agent or a new employee, or if you're trying to start an agency and that process was filled with information that you didn't already have. And you didn't have to hire three people to get one good one because they all got trained up and they all worked out. Like, that's a big win in an agency. So I am a huge fan of ACT. I am a huge fan of you, Ron. I'm going to finish this podcast the way we finish every podcast, which is Dylan's going to push the record button on this little segment. We're going to put it in a time capsule and we're going to bury it. Someone's going to uncover this tomorrow, in a month, 3 years from now. What is Ron Berg's one big piece of advice to the industry?
Take the time to step back and strategically plan. Have those tough conversations across your business and say, and be willing to be real and say, what should we be doing that we're not doing now? What should we not be doing that we're doing now? And let's take the time to make the hard choices and commit to making our workflows from a technology standpoint more easily used, more widely seen. Just wow our customers and use the information, learn. You were getting at it, Rick. learn. Take time to learn each and every day and have the willingness to make those hard decisions and try those things that you know will work for you.
Nailed it. I love that, Ron. Okay, so people want to get a hold of you. Give us the website one more time for ACT. And is it for you? Is it LinkedIn? How do they get a hold of you? Give me the deets.
In our ACT website is independentagent.com/ACT, A-C-T. I'm findable via the ACT website. I'm on LinkedIn. There's I think, a myriad of ways, my wife will tell you, to get a hold of me from a business standpoint that sometimes happen during off hours, sometimes during on hours, but I think you'll have no trouble finding me.
Ron,
and my email address is ron.berg, ron.berg at iiaba.net.
All right. Ron, again, thank you so much for being on. This is great information for those out in Podcastville. If you're not taking notes and going back to your day-to-day and implementing some of these great ideas or resources that Ron is talking about, you're doing yourself a disservice. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Keep the notes coming in. Find me on LinkedIn. Send me a note if you think of someone that would be a great host, or excuse me, it would be a great guest. This thing is just exploding with as much excitement as we have around it. Don't forget to subscribe. Ron, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Rick.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at vertafore.com.